Okay, today's daf is daf Lamid Dalid in Maseches Nedarim. Lamid Dalid. Yesterday, let's start with Lamid Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom. We just quoted in Machlokas. The Mishnah said on Lamid Gimel Amud Aleph that if somebody is Mudr Hanah from his friend, he's allowed to do various acts for various mitzvahs on his behalf. He could pay his shekel for him, he could repay his loan, not the mitzvah specifically, but he could pay his loan for him, and he could return him his aveda. That's what we're going to focus on now. Machzalos avedaso, he's allowed to return him his aveda that he lost. So the Gemara on Lama Gimel Mabez, according to Machlokas, related to that case. Let's read that again. Machzalos avedaso, two dots on Lama Gimel Mabez. Pligi baravami baravasi. So we're going to have two versions of this. So this is version number one, what we had yesterday. We'll have version number two in the middle of the next Amud. If I'm Mir and Vasi argue, what exactly is the case of the Mishnah where the Mishnah says that you're allowed to return the lost object of your friend, even though there is someone is Mudr Hanah from someone else? So the Pasha of the Mishnah was that the Machzir was not allowed to give benefit to the Ba'al Aveda. Those are the two people we're going to talk about, the Ba'al Aveda and the Machzir. So let's see what the Gemara says about this. Chad Amar, one of these opinions says, Lo shanu ela b'shenichse Machzir asur na Ba'al Aveda. When do we say that it's mutter to return the lost object? That's only where the nechasim, the assets of the returner, are asur to the Ba'al Aveda. So the Machzir is still allowed to return the object. Why? Because he's not really giving him anything of his own. He's giving him, the Machzir is giving the Ba'al Aveda his own object, the Ba'al Aveda's object. So he's not giving him anything of his own assets. So that's why it's mutter. Aval, nichse Ba'al Aveda, asur na Machzir. But let's say the opposite was true. If the nichse Ba'al Aveda were usher on the returner, then he would not. The returner would not be able to return the item in that case. Why? Loka mahadilei mishka mahani le pruta de Rav Yosef. Because in that case, or mishani le the Bach adds in, because in that case, the machzir would be getting benefit from the object of the Ba'al Aveda. As he returns it, he would be gaining. What would he be gaining? Pruta de Rav Yosef. At that moment, if an ani would come, and at the moment he returns the Aveda, if an ani would come and ask him for money, for tzedakah, for a pruta, he would not have to give him, because of the principle of osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. If you're osik in one mitzvah, you're patur from doing any other mitzvah. So that is why there is benefit. So the first opinion says, if your object is usher to me, I can't return you that object, because I'm getting benefit from your object in that case. That's the first opinion. The Chad Amar, and we'll get back to that in a minute for more. The Chad Amar, the other opinion says no. I feel the Nechzei Ba'al Aveda asur al Machzir mahadulei. Even if the Nechzei Ba'al Aveda are usher on the Machzir, he's still allowed to return it. Is he getting benefit if the ani would come at that second? We should prove the Rav Yosef lo shchiach. It's not shchiach that an ani is going to come at that moment. You don't have to take into account that is included in the Hana. Tosfos here. So again, yesterday we discussed a little bit the issue of tzedakah. That does osik b'mitzvah patur mitzvah apply to a mitzvah that has a lav associated with it? Usually we say osik b'mitzvah only allows you to get out of other mitzvahs, asay, but not other mitzvahs, lo asay, and tzedakah has two lo asays, lo amitz is levavcha, lo sikpas is yadcha. So how can you get out of that? So we had various answers yesterday related to that. Maybe the lav is just there to be mechazik the asay, Rabbi Al-Khadin suggested. Maybe it's not an issue of asay, lo asay, it's an issue of kumva asay and sheva altase. Another answer that was given, maybe there is no lo asay if you're giving tzedakah because of it, not giving tzedakah because of a good reason. You're not doing it out of imutz halev. That's what Yosef Engel discusses. That was one issue discussed on this line of the Gemara. Tosfos quotes, yeah? Even if Hashavas Aveda also has a lav. Right, the question of the Achronim seemed to assume that even if Hashavas Aveda also has losuch al hisalim, still I never knew that osik b'mitzvah would pater another asay sheyish bo lav. Says Tosfos, ask Tosfos, v'yim tomar, about eighth to last skinny line in Tosfos, v'yim tomar, what's the problem? Let's see according to the first Manda Amar. First Manda Amar says, if the Ba'al Aveda's Nechasim or Usr to the Machzir, he can't return it, because he's getting benefit from the Pruta. 1 minute. V'yim tomar, yashiv lo achilas anol lehektish, ba'osa Pruta v'makam shenor lo malaschar. Remember in our Mishnah, which we'll talk about more in a few minutes, our Mishnah says that uba makim shenotlin schar, in a place where you pay people usually to return your items, for some reason you're not allowed to accept that money. We'll see exactly what the case is on the next Amud. So give the money to Hektish. You're not allowed to get benefit from the money, so give the money to Hektish. So here too, why shouldn't the Machzir be able to return the money and then he'll give an extra pruta to Hektish? So he won't get benefit, as Tosfos. Right? Why can't he just do that? So that won't be considered a benefit. V'yeshlomar de la matzi. So what does Tosfos answer? And then we'll have to figure out what Tosfos means by the answer. V'yeshlomar de la matzi l'dayin l'da'as kama pa'amim pater hu al yada mi mesav rifta la'anya. It's impossible for a judge, for a dayin, to know how often an ani would have come at that time in order to know how much he'd have to give to Hektish. That's what Tosfos says. It seems to be a technical problem. You're right, theoretically, you could give the money to Hektish, but how many aniyim came? That's what Tosfos says. Kasha Tosfos is, what do you mean, how many? Ask the guy how many aniyim came to him at that moment that he was putter. What exactly does Tosfos mean? So in the Biurei Daf, he quotes here from the Ayala Sashachar, that maybe Tosfos means something a little different. Mikom makom, whenever somebody's usher bana to you, what does Tosfos mean? Tosfos says, why don't you just give the money to Hektish? Let's say Basar B'chalav is usher bana to me. Right. So I'm going to get benefit for Basar B'chalav. Am I allowed to get benefit and then just pay the amount of benefit that I got to Hektish? I'm allowed to just pay off Hektish? Oh, I didn't get benefit because I balanced it out. You can't just do that. Just because something is usher b'hana to you doesn't mean you're allowed to get the benefit and then pay Hektish. So what exactly is the difference here by Hashem HaSaveda? The case that we're going to see in the Gemara, whenever you're allowed to pay Hektish, is a case where the act is not usher inherently. It's just that as a ramification of the act, you're going to get a monetary benefit. In that type of case, and that monetary benefit is what's going to be usher. Let's say the machzir is not allowed to get benefit from the, I'm sorry, the Baal Aveda is not allowed to get benefit from the machzir. So the machzir usually gets paid for his Hashavas Aveda. So he's going to say, you know what, keep the money. I don't want to get paid. So now, what's the isser? The isser wasn't returning the object. The isser was keeping the money, that the Baal Aveda is going to keep the money. So in that case, we say, give it to Hektish, and it gets out of all problems. But in a case where an act is usher inherently, you can't just say pay off Hektish afterwards. So to hear, if the nechassim of the Baal Aveda is usher on the machzir, you can't just say he can return it, then I'll get the benefit of not having to pay the ani, and then I'll pay off. No, because he already got the benefit. He already got the benefit at the moment of the act. So that's how the Ayala Sashachar interprets it. See how he fits it into the words, but that's how he interprets Tosfos's answer to his question. If it's not Tosfos, it's at least another answer. That you can't compare every case of Asur Ba'ana, Mudra Ana, to this case where you could pay off Hektish. Question. That's point number one. Point number two is just a question. The Karen Ora does not answer it. The Karen Ora asks on this line, why should it be Asur? Why should it be Asur? That it says that if Prutat Rav Yosef, you know, if the Baal Aveda Zachasim or Asur on the Machzir, so he gets benefit from by not having to do the, not having to pay the ani at that moment, and therefore he's Asur allowed to do it. 1 minute. Let's say you were Mudah Hanah from a chauffeur. So we know the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, you're allowed to blow chauffeur? You're allowed to hear chauffeur from that chauffeur? If it's your Mudah Hanah from it? Yes! Why? Because the mitzvah of chauffeur is Bekol, and Ein Bekol Din Gazel. There's no mitzvah of Baba Veira there. No problem, because it's the Kol. 1 minute. If you're Asur Bahana with a chauffeur, at the moment that you blow chauffeur, you're saving yourself Prutat Rav Yosef. Maybe it's Yantiv. Okay, Lulav. Let's see your Mudah Hanah from a Lulav. Are you allowed to get benefit from that lulav, not gezel? Mudra hana. So you're allowed to use that. You're allowed to use it. You don't say it's hana prutat Rav Yosef. So why all of a sudden here by Hashem HaSaveda we say, oh, you save yourself prutat Rav Yosef when you do the mitzvah. Whenever you do the mitzvah, mitzvah's lav lehanos nenu. That's the Karen Ora's kashi. He doesn't answer it. What's the difference between this mitzvah and other mitzvahs? Maybe we'll have an answer later on when we get to a Rashba. But that's a second point on this issue. And finally, there's a third point before we move on, and that is a little discussion related to the general topic of Oseg B'mitzvah, which comes up here. There is a major machlokas Rishonim. Rove Rishonim hold that the principle of Oseg B'mitzvah, Patar Bana Mitzvah, only applies when it's impossible to do both mitzvos. If you're doing one mitzvah, and you can't do the other mitzvah. So that's where the principle applies. That's what Rov Rishonim hold. This is what Tosfos says in Baba Kama. This is what Tosfos also says in Sukkah on Daf Chaf Hei Amad Aleph. That's why I think we last discussed Oseg B'mitzvah. Sukkah Chaf Hei, we discussed it in Brachas also, Yud Aleph. But says the Gemara in Sukkah, Tosfos says, V'teima im yecholim l'chaim shneim am I peturim. if you're able to do Berach Mitzvos, why should you be putter from the other mitzvah? Da'atu, Adam Sheishlo Tzitzis Bebigdo, V'Tfilin Barosho, Mi Miftar Mekach Mishar Mitzvos. What, if you're wearing Tfilin, you don't have to daven, you're putter? If you're wearing Tzitzis, wear Tfilin and Tzitzis all day, you don't have to do any other mitzvah of the day? So how could you say that Otsi Mitzvah applies even when you're Efshel Lekayim Shneyem? Uberek Eimin Amuder, Tosus quotes our Gemara, Gavi Muder Ana Demachshel Avedaso, Afobi Demahani Leit Pruda Drav Yosi Mishub Delo Shchicha. V'iz Kol Zman Sh'Aveda Beveso Mifta Lebeso Rifta La'ani Imkei Shchicha Hi. What does our Gemara say? It's not Shchich for an Ani to come at that second. 1 minute. If you have the Aveda in your house for a month, then a lot of Aniyim will probably come during that month. So it should be Shchich, not Lo Shchich. So Tosfos says, how can you say that? It's lo shchich in our Gemara. It must be, says Tosfos, that the only time you apply Osik B'mitzvah is mamish at the moment that you're doing the other mitzvah and you cannot do the second mitzvah. Elavadai lo miftar ela b'shashu Osik B'. It must be only when you're Osik. But in a case where you're able to do the other mitzvah, then you're not Pater. That is the sheet of Tosfos and the sheet of Rav Rishonim. There is, though, a minority of Rishonim that hold otherwise. The Ravid, in a number of places quoted there, the sheet of Bukubetz is in Baba Kama, and the Ran also, here in Sukkah, quote it as well. Nearly de osik b'mitzvah Pater b'da mitzvah, afal pi sheyachol l'kayem eshtehen. Even though you can do both. You can do the other mitzvah, don't worry, but you don't have to. You don't have to do the other mitzvah. That's the principle of Osik B'mitzvah. The Achronim understand this as, is Osik B'mitzvah a p'tur? That's how Rov Rishonim hold it. It's a p'tur of doing the other mitzvah, or it's a hafka'as hachiv of the other mitzvah. If you're Osik in one mitzvah, you don't have a chiv to do the other mitzvah. So what? You have the possibility. It disappears. It's not just that you're putter. You don't have to. The chiyuv disappears. That's how the Rishonim could say, even if you're Efshel Kaim Shneyim. That's what the Ran says. V'yahidin adarim, our Gemara, lo mucha chamidi. There's no raya from here. Tavadi b'shasha avedim shemeres b'tevaso lo miftar. You're right. If it's in your house, that whole month you're not going to be putter. Why? Because that's not osik b'mitzvah anymore. When it's in your house, it's osik. That's mekaye mitzvah. It doesn't say mekaye mitzvah, putter b'na mitzvah. It's osik b'mitzvah, putter b'na mitzvah. As long as you're osik. But even if you can do the other one, you're still going to be putter. But you're right if it's in your house. To osik b'mitzvah amrita v'lo mekayim mitzvah. That he says at the end, kol shu osik b'melachto shel makom lo chiyav to Torah l'troach u'lekayim mitzvah acheres af api she'efshar. Hashem knows you're involved in one mitzvah. You have to do the other one. Don't have to make you so crazy. Even if you can do the other one, Kodesh Baruch Hu understands. Machlokes, whether you say it's p'tur or afkas achiyev. The Ran does add on, if you want to do it. Mia modina vadai, to kol she'eino tzarech l'troach klal, ela kidarko, b'mitzvah rishona, yochol atzeis yidei shteyem, b'chi agavna vadai yetzi yidei shteyem, miyos tov al yikra ra. But again, mi'ikra adin, you do not have to do the other mitzvah. You want to do it? Wonderful. Other rishonim don't even say this. Other rishonim say it's usher to leave the first mitzvah. Is that the formulation that we showed him also? If you're doing the first mitzvah, it's a bizayon to leave the first mitzvah to go do the second mitzvah. Okay, that is a general point about Osik B'mitzvah. Even a question that Aruch Laner, they're asking in Sukkah. What about Osik B'mitzvah D'Rabbanan? Does that pater you from a mitzvah D'Oraisa? Again, it might be totally on our issue. If you say it's a p'tur, then you might not say it works because a D'Oraisa beats out a D'Rabbanan. If there's a hafkas achiyav, then maybe it doesn't matter. If you're osik in what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, so then maybe it wouldn't matter. The Aruch Laner relates it to whether it's lo sasa or not, whether every derabbanan turns into a daraisa. Okay, that is just a few points on osik b'mitzvah. As we say sometimes at the end, if we have time, maybe we'll come back to applying this to Talmud Torah. Osik b'mitzvah, padam b'mitzvah, pashtus does not apply to Talmud Torah. Meaning, if you're learning, you don't have the pshat of osik b'mitzvah. Oh, I don't have to go do this and this and this because I'm learning. The principle, according to Rov Rishonim, seems to me that Osik B'mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. The Meiri says that Beferish in Moed Katan. The problem is there's a Rambam that applies Osik B'mitzvah to Talmud Torah. The Rambam says, if you don't want to get married yet, you're allowed to push off marriage a little bit, because Osik B'mitzvah you want to learn. I thought it doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. That's a problem with the Rambam. Many answers given. We'll see at the end if we have time to come back to it. Okay, either way, let's now go to Daf Lamed Daled in Masechet Zadar. Says the Gemara, Tanan, our Mishnah said, our Mishnah said, in the case, our Mishnah had two lines. Line one was, you're allowed to return a lost item in a case of Mudr Hana. Second line, in a place where you pay the person for returning lost items, then that money is going to go to Hektish. That's the two lines of the Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, what exactly is the case that we're talking about here? We are going to go with our Girsa. The Ran here has the opposite Girsa, but we're going to go with our Girsa, which is the Girsa of Tosfos, the Rush, and others. Bishlam alamanda amar afilu bishenechzei abal aveda asur alamachzer nami mahadar. According to the opinion that we just quoted, right? We just had a machlokas on the previous amud. According to the opinion that said our Mishnah could be either way, even this, meaning the second opinion we just quoted, that our Mishnah could even be a case where the ba'al avedas nechassim or asur on the machzir hayda duktani malkem shenolu malaschar tibal on alahekdish. So then I understand. In a case, what's the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah can even be talking about a case where the Baal Aveda's items are usher on the machzir. So in that case, we say that you're allowed to return it because Putz Ravosiv is not Shriach, but we know that the Baal Aveda can't pay him for it because he's giving him profit. There he's giving him money. So that's the case that the Mishnah says, give the money to Hektish instead. So we understand what the case of the Mishnah is. It's a case where the Baal Aveda can't accept the machzir cannot accept the money of the Baal Aveda. Therefore, you give the money to Hektish. But if you say that, like the first opinion we quoted on the previous Amud, that when the Nichse Baal Aveda are usher on the machzir, that you don't return it because the prudence of Rav Yosef. So then what's the case of the Mishnah? That's not the case of the Mishnah there, because the Mishnah says you can return something. The case of the Mishnah has to be the opposite case, where the machzir's items are usher on the Baal Aveda. That's the case of the Mishnah. So then I might tibal on Ola Hektish. So why can't the Baal Aveda pay him? The machzir's items are usher on the Baal Aveda, but not vice versa. So why can't the Baal Aveda pay the machzir? Why does our Mishnah say he has to pay Hektish? So what's the case of the Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, achadok tani. It's one case. What does that mean? Tosfos and the Rosh both explain this to mean. I can come up with a specific case that the Mishnah is talking about. Meaning, it's a case where the ba'al of the machzir, case where the machzir doesn't want to accept the money. You're right. He can accept the money if he wants to. But he's an altruistic person. He wanted to do the mitzvah with no ulterior motives. He doesn't want to get paid. So in that case, the Baal Aveda cannot keep the money. Because the case of the Mishnah is a case where the Machzir's items are also on the Baal Aveda. So if he says, keep the money, so the Machzir is giving the Baal Aveda benefit. So that's the case the Mishnah says, he can't keep it, so you know what? He doesn't want to accept it, give it to Hektish. That's the case, how you read the Mishnah, according to that opinion. Period. That is all version one of our Gemara. Ika Damasi Labahai Lishnas. Now we have a second, so we're okay? We have a second version of the Homach Locus. Pligi ba Rav Ami v'Rav Asi. Rav Ami and Rav Asi have the same opinions, but you'll see they're different. Chad Amar, one opinion is the opposite. Lo shanu ela shebishen nechse ba'al aveda asur nela machzir. When do we say the Mishnah is true, that the Baal Aveda is allowed to get his item back, the machzir is allowed to return the item? That's only where the Baal Aveda's items are usher on the machzir. Umishum prutet Rav Yosef lo shchiach. In a case where the Baal Aveda's items are usher on the machzir, that's where the machzir could return. Why? Because the machzir is not getting any benefit. I've prutet Rav Yosef? No, we're not worried about prutet Rav Yosef. Aval benichse machzir asur na Baal Aveda. But if the machzir's items are usher onto the Baal Aveda, lo mahadrele. Then the machzir cannot return the item. Why? Why can't he return the item? Doesn't it belong to the Baal Aveda? What do you mean? What's the machzir giving him? No. Mishum dekamahani lei, he is giving him ana. Why is he giving him ana? The Ran explains, if I wouldn't return this item, it probably would get lost, it probably would get ruined. So you're right, I'm returning his item. But I'm still giving him benefit. They'd probably get lost if I wouldn't return it. So says the Ran, that's considered as the third wide line of the Ran. After the pasul mina lagamre, could be lost totally. So that's why the Ran says, according to this opinion, the Gemara says that in a case where the machzir's items are usher to the Baal Aveda, the machzir is not allowed to return the Baal Aveda's item even because he is giving him ana. That's the first opinion. V'chad amar, let's just finish and then we'll come back to that line. V'chad amar, filu nechse machzir asur na Baal Aveda, mutter, no. The other opinion says no. Even if the machzir's items are also to the Baal Aveda, he's still allowed to return it mutter, as we said earlier. T'chi mehadule, mitit anafshika mehadule. Because again, he's returning his own items. The Baal Aveda's item, and the Baal Aveda's getting back his own item. The machzir's not giving him benefit. So that's why, again, another version of the machlokas. Again, now let's see how it fits into the Mishnah. It's not. Malkim Mishnah, Allah Eschar Tibal on Allah Hektish. In a place where people get paid for Hashavas Aveda, the Hana has to go to Hektish. You have to give the money to Hektish. So what exactly is the case? So Bish the Malaman to Amar. Afilu Bishnech say, Machzir Asur Al Baal Aveda Meheder. According to the opinion that says the Mishnah is talking about both cases. even in a case where the nechasim of the machzor are also on the balaveda, haynu d'matari, it's makom. That I understand how you read the line of makom. Makom means the line of makom shenot l'mschar, etc. It's like a dot, dot, dot. I understand how you read that line. Because you could say that this is going on one of the cases. What's the case that he's not allowed to return the money? Where the machzir is madir, right? And the balaveda's item, balaveda, is not allowed to get benefit from the machzir. And in that case, he can't keep money if the guy says, I don't want to accept your payment. So that's the case, they have to give the money to Hekdesh. In other words, Bishlama, if the case, if the Mishnah could be any case, I understand you could fit in one case that belongs, that you would have to give the money to Hekdesh. But if you say like the other opinion, like the first opinion, that if the Machzir's items are usur onto the Baal Aveda, then he cannot return it because he's giving him something. So then what's the case of the Mishnah? The opposite. The case of the Mishnah must be where the Nechasim of the Baal Aveda are usur on the Machzir. So then why can't he pay him for it? He could pay him for it, says the Ron. That's payment for a service. If it's payment for a service, he's not really giving him anything. And if he doesn't want to accept it, let the Baal Aveda keep it. So why would the Mishnah be boxed into having to say it's a case where you have to give the money to Hekdesh? Why should he be forced? What's the case? Hechem et Eretz Makom. What's the case? What's that case talking about? So Kasha, the Gemara does not answer it. That question stands. The Ron says Halacha L'Maisa. Halacha L'Maisa, we hold. You're always, no matter what the case is, you're allowed to return it. Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda is mutter, no matter if the Machzir's Nechasim are also in the Baal Aveda, or the opposite case, we always say it's mutter. That's what the Ron says on the fourth to last line. V'chein pasuk Rambam, that's what the Rambam says also. There is, though, an opinion, as we said, at different stages of the Gemara, that Hashavas Aveda would be aser. You wouldn't be able to return the item in a case where you are mutter hana from that person. There is a day like that. Asks the Rashba, how could there be a day like that? We're going to have tomorrow, Be'ezras Hashem, Lamed Heim Abeis. There's a Mishnah there that says, if you're Mudur Hana from somebody, you're allowed to be his Rebbe. You're allowed to teach him Torah. You're allowed to, right, Malamdo Medrash, Halachas Agados. Right, you're allowed to do mitzvahs for him. We're going to learn, you're allowed to be Mevaker Chola. You're allowed to go visit him in the hospital. Why are you allowed to do all that? Why? Because it's a mitzvah. We say mitzvah, you're doing the mitzvah. So why should Hashem HaSavayda be any different? How could there be an opinion? We don't pass in that way. But how can there even be an opinion that it's going to be usur? That's the Rashba's kasha here. Says the Rashba. Im yesh mitzvah bedavar. Usually if there's a mitzvah, could go in Malamdo, Mishno, Halachos, Agados, Inami, Mevakro, Becholyo, or Biker Cholim, Afal Pisha, Magia, Hanah, Lachola, Bibikuro, even though the Chola gets Hanah, you might even say we're going to have later on, there's 1/60th of the illness that's even removed, as we know, if he's a Ben Gilo, if he's the same Ben Gilo. So that's still mutter, still going to be mutter. V'yav machzor lo avedaso, and we also paskin, even by Hashavas Aved, it's going to be mutter. Mishum delo chashvinon lekim esasik b'hana aso shalzeh. We don't look at these acts of Biker Cholim, of Talmud Torah, of Hashavas Aveda, as giving him hana. Ela kim esasik b'denafshay. I'm doing my own thing. I'm doing my mitzvah, Biker Cholim. You're my Hechi Timsi to do the mitzvah. But it's not that I'm doing something mamish for you. I'm doing an act, a mitzvah, that I have to do. Hashem told me to do a mitzvah. And you happen to be the object of my mitzvah. But the focus is me. The ode, and also, to lo chashvinim l'kimahane, the kivan sheish mitzvah b'davar harbi anashim sheyachziru. Also it's not, because if you wouldn't have picked it up, maybe somebody else would have picked it up. So you're not getting such benefit from this machzir. Or Biker Cholim, somebody else would come visit you. V'im lo yachzir zeh, yavo acher v'yachzir. V'im lo yilamdenu zeh, yavo acher. There are a lot of rebbeim out there. There are a lot of machzirim out there. D'lo chashvinon le b'makam mitzvah b'shlichusei el b'mashet tzarech da'as kitshruma. Only something that needs like shlichus or das, that I'm going to be mafrish your truma. So that's something maybe that can't be done. So that's not just a mitzvah, that you really have to give specific instructions. But if it doesn't need das, it's not a problem. So then the Rashba says, so how could there be an opinion otherwise? By Hashavas Aveda, how could there be an opinion otherwise? So he says, maybe there's a difference. Because by Hashavas Aveda, after you do the mitzvah, he's still getting hana'ah. He's still getting benefit. He has his item in his possession. It's worse by Hashem's Aveda because the item stays by me. By Biker Cholim, it's finished. Okay, I feel good afterwards. But there's no tangible hana after I leave. But by Hashem's Aveda, there's a tangible hana. That's why he explains why it would be worse. What about the other opinion that says mutter? He doesn't care about that, because that's just mameiwa. Bishas, that you're giving in the hana, it's mutter. And afterwards, you got hana mameiwa, but it's not coming from me. So that's why it could be different in the case of Hashavas Aved. Okay, let's go now to Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. Even Talmud Torah, there's no tangible, right, no tangible effect. You might say, Talmud Torah, what, the knowledge, the skills that were given over. Bikacholim, you still feel good afterwards, but it's still not tangible enough. Okay, Amar Rava. Rava says, what is this doing here? The Ran and others struggle to explain why. It connects to the next Gemara, which has more to do with us. Amar Rava. Haisalafan of Kikar Shel Hefker. There's a Hefker cookie in front of you. There's a Hefker Kikar in front of you, or a loaf of bread. The Amar, and a person says, Kikar zu hektish. That Kikar is hektish. That Kikar is hektish. That Kikar on the floor that's Hefker is hektish. So then, Nat lola ochla, if I then pick it up to eat it, ma'alafi kula, I violate the Isser da'oraisa of Me'ila. Me'ila getting benefit from something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. So, this is a Dvar Hektish now, and I violate Me'ila. Lohorisha labanov. But if I picked it up not to use myself, but to give it to my children, lahorish labanov, so I don't have in mind to take it actually out of Rishus Hektish right now, so then I don't violate full me'ila, ma'alavi tovas anashaba. I do get benefit based on the fact that my kids are going to be happy with me, so whatever that benefit is worth, in monetary terms, that's how much I violate me'ila. Okay, period. Yeah, Aaron. No. 2 points. Number one, why does the Gemara talk about a davar hefker? Why not just a person's own thing? We're going to get to how it works in a minute. But number one question is, why did the Gemara just say a person has a kikar of his own, and he's makdish it, and if he picks it up, so then it's usser? So we're going to get to how it happens. Now we're asking the question in one direction first. So why didn't the Gemara just say a case where it's his? Why do you have to come up with a case of hefker? Says the Ran, you know why the Gemara says that? Look at the second line of the Ran. Hai de nokeh la b'kikar shel hefker, v'lo nokeh la b'kikar shelo. Why did it say hefker and not his own kikar? Shehaisa omedes b'chatzeira v'ekdisha, a kikar that is his own rishus and he's back to shit. Mishum, de b'chi agavna, noto lo achlo lo ma'al. Because if it's yours and you're back to shit and then you pick it up to eat it, there's no me'ila there. Why? Because since it was his before he was makdash it there, ula achar hektish gamkin b'rishuso omedes, and after he was makdash it, it's still in his rishus. Havili kegizbar shel hektish. Then it's just like the gabai of hektish. And the halacha is the gabai of hektish. If he takes something of hektish, he's not moel yet. Why? Because me'ila requires a hotza'a me'rishus hektish. You have to take it out of the rishus of Hektish. And the Gabbai's rishus is like the rishus of Hektish. He didn't take it out yet. Only once he gives it to somebody else is there a violation. Says the Ran, skipping two lines. Ve'ein mi'ilo be'hektish ala b'mosi mirishus hektos rishus acher. U'mali chatzir u'mali biyado. And here, if it's in your rishus and you're makdash it, so now you're basically like the shomer of Hektish. So when you pick it up, you didn't warrant motzi it from anywhere. V'hachalo nothing mirishusay. That's the Ran. Right? Because Me'ila requires hotza'a me'rishus hektish, and if it's yours to begin with, there's no hotza'a me'rishus hektish. If it's hefker, then you're makdash it. It's not in your rishus, so when you pick it up, now you're being emosi at rishus hektish. Why does me'ila require hotza'a me'rishus hektish? That is a big discussion, the roots of the Rishonim, but the Achronim flesh it out even more. Reb Chaim Alevi al-Rambam and Hilchas Me'ila asks a question which he answers, and he gives us the Yesod of Me'ila. The Gemara says, or the Torah says that if you're a worker in someone's field, you have certain rights in what you're allowed to eat from that field. Let's say you're working in the grapes of a person's field. So it said, the Pesukim in Parshas Kisei say, you're allowed to eat some of those grapes. You can't go overboard. You're allowed to eat some of the grapes, some of the figs, whatever you're working in, you have allowances to eat some of the grapes. So the Gemara has a, where's this Gemara? I'm not sure where the Gemara is. The Gemara, Bamitziah Daf Tzadik. So the Gemara there has a limud, a pasuk, to exclude that you're not allowed to eat those grapes and fruits and dates if they're hektish. Re'ehu re'achalamute hektish. That's the Gemara. Asks Tosvos, what do you need a special pasuk for? It's Me'ila. You need a pasuk to teach me that if the fruit that you in the field are hektish, you're not allowed to take from them. It's Me'ila. Of course you're not allowed to take from them. What do you need a pasuk for? L'chalamute hektish. Question of Tosvos. Tosvos answers, you might have thought it's mutter because there's no gezel. There's no gezel by these fruits, right? You're not stealing from the owner. So you would have thought Me'ila is also mutter. That's Tosvos. Asks Reb Chaim, why would you have thought that? What about a nazir? What if you're a nazir and you're working in the field? Are you allowed to eat the fruits, the grapes? No. Not allowed to eat the grapes. So you see, other Yitzurim aren't matired. Only Gezel's matired, because that is inherently in the din, it's not Gezel because you're working on the field. So you have certain rights. So obviously only Gezel. What the Havamina mean by Me'ila? Nazirus is not matired. The Isra of a Nazir eating wine. Says Reb Chaim, this is the secret. Because Me'ila at root is an Isra Gezel. Me'ila at root is an Isra of Gzelas Hektish. The discussion in the Achronim is, how much is it Hana'ame Hektish? Or Bizui Hektish? And how much is it Gezel from Hektish? Says Reb Chaim, you see from here, Raya Brura. Raya Brura, the fact that Tosfos connects Me'ila to Gezel, what do you mean? Just like Gezel's mutter, you would have thought Me'ila's mutter. What about Nazirus? No! Nazirus is just Stam another Aveira. Me'ila at root is Gezel. So that's why you might have thought. If the worker's allowed to take from the, is Gezel's mutter, so Me'ila's also mutter. That's why you need a positive tell me not. Malkei Nir Lomar says Reb Chaim. You can't learn another Yisurim from Gezel. Milvad Yisurim Mimona Lo Yafinan. Besides the regular din of Yisurim Mimona Lo Yafinan, Ela De Bepoel Lo, Dehuter Yisur Gezel, only by a worker where Gezel is matir. Kim Im Da Al Yidei Zed Dehi Tira HaTor Lepoel Lecho B'Kamas Chaveiro Memela Ein Zeh Gezel Klal. Masha Ein Kein Ben Nozir U'Maiser Sheni, or Maiser Sheni if it's out of the walls of Yerushalayim. They're Stami Surin. But what do you see from here? Gezel hektish. Gezel hektish. You know where else you see this from? The fact that the shear of Me'ila is a pruta. What do you need a shear of Me'ila? If it's Hano, you shouldn't even need a pruta. Or Me'ila is mitztarif lezman meruba. You could combine a long time ago and today. You and your friend could combine. Combination, shiurim, that reflects that this is an isser of Gezel. That's Reb Chaim in Hilchas Me'ila. Yeah. No, but when you take it out of Rishus Hektus, that's already enough. Before you even get to the eating stage. When you Hotsa'a me Rishus Hektus is already aver. Now it's yours. Me'ila, we know the halacha Me'ila is that it's Yotzi Rishus Hektus. So once you took it out of Rishus Hektus, you violated the aver, and now it's chulin. There are some exceptions to the rule we'll have coming up. Klisharis, there are exceptions to the rule, but generally, part of Me'ila, result of Me'ila, is that it's out of Rishus Hektus now. The Ron says it's yours. If it was yours to start, it's yours. So you weren't mosi it. What do you mean? He was makdash it. He was makdash it, but it was originally in his rishus, and now it's still in his rishus. He's guarding Hektish's property in his own rishus. So when you pick it up, when you would have picked it up, which is the case the Gemara is talking about, when you pick it up, lit la'achlo, you didn't eat it yet. When you pick it up la'achlo, you wouldn't have done anything yet. You wouldn't have violated Me'ila. And that's the case that we're trying to come up with. To be mechalik when you pick it up for yourself, or mechalik to pick it up for your kids. That's the case the Gemara is trying to talk about. So that's the Ron says it has to be when it's not yours, because you have to have otzar mirshus hektish. But then we have the other question from the opposite side, the question that you asked before, and that is, could you be machter something that's not yours? It's a dvar hefker. So you have to say it's dvar hefker, not yours, because of one problem. But now let's go to the other side. Could you be machter something that's not yours? Ain't no machter dvar shein shalom. You can't be machter something that's not yours. Can I be makdash your item? Of course not. I can be makdash a dvar shel hefker. So, how do you answer that question? So, two answers. Number one, The Ran says, again, continuing with the Ran where we're up to, about the 10th line of the Ran, there's a kinyan called kinyan dalad amos. Kinyan midrabanan, kinyan, something within 4 amos of a person, is his. Lahachi naket le bekikar shel hefker, says the Ran. Shoyis omedes tok dalad amos. Shekonos lo b'chol makom. Kinyan dalad amos is a kinyan derabanan, which Chazal made up, and the Ran's chiddush is that it's not an automatic kinyan. You might say, if it's in with you, it's in your dalad amos, so it's automatically yours. So it's as if it's in yours just to begin with. So how do you answer the first question? No, the Ran explains that kinyan dalad amos, if as you're going into the kinyan dalad amos, you have in mind not to pick it up for yourself, but to be makdish it, that it's not fully in your rishus. That's what the Ran says. Shabachi gamar kikar zu hektish chayelu makdish zelo zacha b'mi olam. Similar to a case where he quotes from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, third medium line, if you pick something up for your friend is kona. Magbia metzia l'chaveiro, kona chaveiro. So to here, if you have in mind that your kinyan dalad amos should work for hektish, that can work. So that's the Ran. How is this working? If it's hefker, it's in your dalad amos, and you have the power to prevent it from automatically going into your rishus. You could say it's going to go lehektish. That is the Ran's answer to the question of hektish be makdish davar shein
shelo. So
if
it was kinyan behir lehektish.
It was going on behalf of Hektish,
and it was never his.
But it was in his dalad amos, so it was quasi, it was semi his. Tosfos though has a bigger chiddush. Tosfos says, you know what? Einan de makdish davar shein shelo only applies to your friend's item. But if there is something of hefker and you're the closest one to that item, so then you have the power to be makdish it. You have the power to be makdish it. You're able, and this is a huge discussion which we're not going to get into now, but to be makdish something is easier than to be makne or do other transactions. Like we said a few days ago, right? Saying something is good enough. You don't have to do an actual kinyan. So you see, hektish has lower standards. So the Tosfos here says, the case is, I'm sorry, this is the Rush, not the Tosfos. Tosfos says something else. The Rush says, in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, about two-thirds of the way down, halfway down in the Rush, he says, if you have a Dabar Hektish, Rechoka Mimenu Harbe, very far from you, Ve'en Adam Samach Losh, Yuchal HaZakas, there's nobody else closer to it than you, you could say, you know, that's going to be Hektish, that's going to work. So Ein Adam Dabar Shein Shelo, it's not, you're right, it's not Shelo, but it's nobody else's. So it's like closest to Shelo. That's the Rush. Tosis comes up with a little kipta. Maybe you picked it up and then you put it back down, and then you're going to be mocked to shit. Okay, either way, those are the 3 days. How do you work this Gemara? The Ran, the Rush, and Tosis. Let's continue. Ein Shelo and Rishuso, right? That's a Rishus issue. They're neither there. And that's a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush. Fourth line. Bo'amine Rebchia Meravin Merava. Kikari Alecha. If I say the following words, my loaf on you, right? My loaf should be usher on you. And then I give you the loaf as a present. Mahu. So, are you allowed to benefit from that? I just said, 10 minutes before, I said, this my kikar is usher to you. So what exactly did I mean? And then I give it to you as a present. Kikari amalo, did I mean to say, my kikar is usher to you? Ki isa bershusehu da usher, meaning, whenever it's my, as long as it's my kikar is usher to you. But if I give it to you, it's not my kikar anymore. Therefore, it's going to be mutter to you. Is that what I meant? And therefore, it's okay. Oh, Dilma, or do I say no? Do I focus on the word kikar? Or do I focus on the word, do I focus on the word kikari? Or do I focus on the word alecha? Or Dilma, alecha amale, I say the word alecha on you, ilave shavita hektish. Regarding you, I gave it the status of hektish. So what do I mean by the words kikari alecha? If I give it to you, is that allowed? So the Gemara answers, Amar Lei. So Rava answers, Pshita. It's obvious. To Avakav Diavile B'matana Asur. It's obvious that it's still Asur if you gave it B'matana. Why? Ela Kikari Alecha Lafuke Mai. Because what else are his words excluding? You can't get any Hanah from my Kikar. What else is he excluding? Lav Lafuke Di Ganva Mine Mignav. It's the Ran interprets as a rhetorical question. What? I'm only excluding if you steal it? If you steal it, you can't get benefit from it? I obviously don't have that in mind. I'm not choshish that people steal items. So it must be a case where I give it to you. That's what's being excluded. And therefore, that's what's being included. And therefore, it must be usur. What else must I have in mind? Amar Lei, says the Gemara, lo. What could be the case that I'm thinking of? La'afuk, really, it could be mutter if I give it to you. So what case am I assuring by saying kikari alecha? La'afuke di azmine alei. I'm including the case where I invite you over to my house. And I'm saying that even if you come over to my house, you're not allowed to get benefit from this kikar. That's the case that I'm talking about.
That's what the that's how the Ron interprets this last line. The Achronim suggest this Ron, the Ron's interpretation of this Gemara, seems to be against the Ramah. The Ramah is against the Ron. Why? I think we discussed this years ago. I don't think any time recently. The Ramah says in Eben Ezer, in Simen Chav Ches, Oreach sheyoshiv eitzel balabayis, v'notel chelko v'kideish bel. You're at somebody's house, and they put a bowl of meatballs in front of you, and all of a sudden you turn to the woman next to you, you take the meatballs and say, Hari amukudesh leave a meatball zoo, because that's Moshe v'Yisrael. Are you married? Meaning, when you're at somebody's house and they put food in front of you, at that moment, whose food is it? Whose food is it? Is it the host's and the host is allowing you to partake of his food? Or is it all of a sudden your food? The Ron says, Mikudeshes. The Ron says, the guest is married. Pashtus of the Ramah, when a guest comes, it's the guest's food, right? It has to be the chassan's food. Pashtus, it's the guest's food. So the Achronim point out, it seems to be against our Gemara. Because what does our Gemara say? That the owner of this kikar could say, you know what? What is he including? That when you come, I'm ossering this. What do you mean? If it's the guest's food, then he can't osser something that's not his. So the Rabbi Chanan says, Imsachin, this Gemara is against the Ramah. The Ramah says, Beferish, that it belongs to the guest. So the suggestion is made that maybe the Ramah interprets the Gemara not like the Ran, but like the Mefarish. Like the Mefarish here. If you look at the Mefarish here, he says the case isn't Stam where I'm going to invite you, and then when I invite you, it's going to be Usher. No, it's a case where I already invited you. I already invited you, and now I want to Usher the Kikar. That's too late. That's too late because, like the, that Lomechal Mehu Kikar Meikara, Vahadar Mali Kikari Alecha, Dahazim, Kiva Da Azimene Ale Kanachelko, Kamushu Yachal Echalemena, Veni Yachal Osralov. You can't answer it once it's his. So again, there's a different ways to read the line. That is the Mefarish and the Ran. Interesting, the Taz there, 1 minute, the Taz on that Ramon Arachayim can't believe that it's Mukudesh's Vadai. Why? Because if you look in Arachayim, it says, Ein Archim Mashan Litim Mashalafan Libno Labito. You're not allowed to take your food and give it to your kids at home. You can't take leftovers if you're at somebody's house. It's not yours. Who says it's yours? So you see from there that it's not his. So the Taz says it must be Safik Mukudesh's. But if you look in the Chachma Shlomo there, or Shlomo Kluger, he says, maybe there's a chilik nachon. Dehechi de'achal ha'oreach kedei savo. If the guest has already eaten his fill, and now he wants double, he wants extra, then that's not his. Az ha'moser chozel ha'balabayis. Then the rest goes to the balabayis. The yesh umdenar shalom hikdel lo rach kedei achilaso. He only gives him one portion. Avalim simsein below achal kadei savo. What if he ate less than what a normal person eats? Vahaya yachol lechol oud, and he could eat more. So then he's allowed to take the extra and use it because he was makne him. So that's a middle approach. He's makne him the amount that a normal person eats and not more than that. The Shem Shem Balacha here quotes, after he quotes a lot of this discussion, he quotes the Sfas Emes, which we mentioned years ago when we did this discussion. The Sfas Emes quotes that there's a lechatchila to have lachem by matzah and not just by sukkah, not just by lulav. Now by lulav, lachem lachem, by yamrisha priya sadar, also by sukkah, also by matzah, there's a lechatchila of lachem. And therefore, let's say you go to a hotel, you go to somebody's house, you have to make sure that they're makna you the matzah. That's what the Sfas Emes suggests. Make sure they're makna you the matzah. Says the Shem Shem Balacha. What do you mean? According to the Ramah, you don't have to. It's automatic. It's the guest's food. And therefore he says, I gave a drasha Shabbos HaGadol Tavshin Nun Beis, 1982. You don't have to be makna because it's theirs automatically. And that's why Shem Shem Balacha suggests the Nusach of Halach Ma'anya. What do we say? Called dichvin yesiv yech. Whoever's hungry, come and eat. We don't say, whoever's hungry, come and I'll give you. No, come and eat, because it's going to be there automatically. If you come, it's yours. You come, it's yours. El yesiv yech, masha me'atma yachol likach v'lechol. Vein tzorach shum kinyin. V'lo shamanu me'olam chumr kazu. We never heard of such a chumr, this Sfas Emes, you have to ask him to be makne. Uminog Yisrael torahu. Yeah. Right, a hotel might be different than another person's house. Oh, might be different because you're paying for it. Then it really is might be different. So in a chinami, a hotel might be different. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we got to do Oseg B'mitzvah today, and we got to do Kinyan Dalaramas a little bit, Hakdasha from Hefker Meila, and a little bit at the end of whose food is it when you eat at somebody's house. Hashem, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue. Okay.
No,